To ask Diana now to do a brief wrap up of what we did here.
Okay, and also, I took notes on our discussion. Naturally, the discussion has filtered through me. If anyone feels something important was covered that I didn't get, please feel free. I'm just going to talk about not the presentation, but our discussion. We talked about not being able to separate instructors and students out of the learning situation because we're all in it together. Some people feel that learners and facilitators or instructors ought to be co-creating learning situations, and that needs to be taken into account when designing instruction. People talked about the diversity that appears in online instruction. Sometimes we can't even recognize all the diversity, which is a kind of an advantage and a disadvantage, maybe in the online environment. And there were questions about how can we interact online, taking into account this great diversity, people with different levels of language skills in the dominant language of the course. There was an interesting question asked about the idea of mass individualization. It was brought up that mass individualization may be the most actually economical way to individualize. But should that be the only direction that we go in, or should it be one of several directions that we pursue? There were some interesting comments about what needs to be made explicit in order to facilitate communication in the online environment, taking into account the diversity. How much do we actually need to say up front, and how much of the environment and the interaction within the environment needs to be made explicit rather than being assumed. The idea of not only students or learners in the online environment being learners, but teachers also being learners. Teachers being pushed to teach online who feel unprepared to do so, feel unprepared or untrained to design coursework to be presented online, maybe even feel uncomfortable with the technology itself, so that there might be some resistance there. How can we deal with that? We talked about the idea of instruction as a conversation and different ways that conversation can proceed. Does it have to be just text-based? What other ways can we open up the online environment beyond the confines or restrictions of the present software? And then the point was made that this technology that we're using wasn't even originally designed for education. Maybe we need to start over from scratch and create what we actually need. There were some questions also about the conversation in terms of defining whether the learning is other-directed or inner-directed. What do we want in these online courses? And that leads me to a point that I think has come up again and again, which is that although there are some specificities of the context of learning online, overall, it's learning in general that's changing, and our perceptions of learning that are changing. And so we have a lot of questions about how do we as educators, as curriculum designers, adapt to that, and how do we support learners who are also adapting to these changes so that we can all continue to be lifetime learners.
I would like to thank because we really are out of time, I would like to thank Jan, the members of the panel, and most of all, everyone else in the audience for engaging in the dialogue that we need to. Please take a moment to fill out the evaluation form, because if this is the type of presentation you would like to see continue and encourage, the planners for next year do need to know that. And they need to go to John up here. I'd also like to encourage you strongly to come to the third general session. We have a filmmaker, Vinati Sakur, who has produced a film in collaboration with a young lady who, it's a very interesting story, who can demonstrate some of the power of media to begin engaging us in conversations that we ought to be engaging in terms of cultural diversity. It's a very powerful movie. It's not something that you would normally ordinarily see at a convention like this, and it's well worth your time. So Jan and panel and audience, thank you.